Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
To live with the philosophy of the world. The world do it for a show that people will know. He says, as for you, you are not supposed to be in bed with the world. So make sure that the thing is between me and you. He says, the pastor, does it mean that we should not give offering? Because when we are giving offering, we are making pledges. Everybody knows our hands have gone up and we have even said the amount. That is not really what I'm talking about. What Jesus is talking about is the motive with which you are doing it. If the motive is for recognition from men, then you have this discontentment, then you have no reward from God, then you have bitterness, then there will be strife. But when your motive is that you want the work of the Lord to go on, for example, and you are not focusing on the reward of any man, then you are going to have the reward of God, which is very fulfilling. The reward of God is very fulfilling. I must say, maybe that you need to know there is a difference between the blessings of God and then the presence of God. I'll come to that later on. But this is what Jesus says, that we must see God's reward by not looking for man's reward, by not focusing on man's recognition, by not having the motive that man will see you. Says that focus on God's reward in your finances, in your financial lives. Hallelujah. I believe that somebody is having a way of escape right now. Now, the second thing Jesus says is about our spirituality. Let's see Matthew chapter 6 and then verse 5. It says, and when you pray, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. They love to stand to pray standing in the synagogues, in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have man's reward. But you, when you pray, enter into your closet, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father which is in secret, and your Father which seeth in secret shall reward you openly. What Jesus is saying is that we must not practice our spirituality before men, so that everybody will know that you are spiritual. That is how the world does it, and that brings strife, it brings bitterness, it brings discontentment in the body of Christ, in your service to God. So he says that keep that thing a secret between me and you. How do you do that? By having a spiritual motive for God's reward, not for man's reward. Not for man's reward. Hallelujah. The third one Jesus speaks about is sacrifices or fastings. Fasting is one form of sacrifice. Verse 16, moreover, when you fast, be not as a hypocrite, as of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head. In other words, disguise your spirituality and wash your face, that thou appear unto men not to fast. They don't even get it that you are spiritual, okay? But unto your Father which is in secret, and your Father which seeth in secret is going to reward you openly. Jesus says that when you make a sacrifice, don't do and let everybody know that you are sacrificing something. Don't have the motive that I want people to know that I have sacrificed this thing, because then men will reward you and you hinder the reward from God. And he says about you, when you fast, just dress up so nicely that it doesn't look like you are even spiritual. The unfortunate thing in the church is that when you do not appear to men that you are spiritual, they don't perceive. But you see, we should move away from the realms of carnality, saying it, doing it. We should move away from that realm to the realm of living before God and before the word of God. He says that when you fast, don't anoint your hair, look so nice, do yourself in such a way that nobody, when he sees you, will even think that you are fasting, will even think that you are spiritual, will even think that you are anointed. But you are anointed. You see, but the people with the spiritual eyes should be able to see that you are anointed. And then they can siphon and get blessed with the anointing that is on you. Because if everybody should parade what he has done, everybody should parade his spirituality, I tell you what, the church will be another place. Yeah? So Jesus is warning us that don't do it like the world. Don't be in bed with the world. Keep that part secret. Keep your finances secret. Not because you will not give alms physically or pledges, but the focus of your motive should be looking for God's reward, not man's reward. Man's thanks, man's applause, as there is a difference. Very quickly, let us look at some three private things that should not be shared. It should not be shared. Wow. It should not be shared in your life. Certain things should not be shared. If you share it with anybody, you are going to miss an entrance into the kingdom of God, into the promised land, into the kingdom system. Matthew 25 talks about five virgins and these 10 virgins, and these five who could have entry into the kingdom of God never shared their oil. Their fellow people came and said, give us of your oil. I said, no, as for this one, we don't share it. It's not Christian love for me to share my oil with you. What are these things that makes us gain entry into the kingdom system, into where we are in the realm of God and we are enjoying what God has ordained for us? Number one is your heart. If you share your heart, you have ceased to be a virgin. If you get in bed with the world, as far as your heart's desires are even concerned, you have lost your virginity. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them also committed, and 23,000 of them were overthrown, although they drank of all the spiritual things. Your heart. That's your heart. You cannot expose it to any other person than to God. Your heart. You cannot share it with any other person. Your heart and your soul and your body is for God. Your heart is not for the world. Don't give a part to the world. It's a private thing between you and God. You should not even be given to your husband or your wife. You give it to your husband or your wife only with God's permission, the way he has prescribed it in his word. When I talk about your heart, really, I'm talking about your obedience. You don't share it with any other person. You share it with God. You expose your heart. It's a private part of you. It's a deep part of you. That part that nobody should have a part of except God. And as God directs you, expose it to God in your prayers. Your heart must be exposed. Your prayers must go. Your heart must go with your prayers. I hope you understand that. Expose it to God. There are too many prayers which are prayed without the heart. Because the heart is somewhere with the world. Even the prayer meeting should come to an end so that we go and do something. I mean, your heart is not in it. Your heart is in bed with something else. These things we are talking about, are they not serious things? I think they are very serious things. I see, you can choose to gloss over all of these things that God tells us about and decide to just float on what man sees.
But I believe that the most important thing is not to be great before men, but to be great before God. It's not to please men and have men applaud you, but to have God applaud you or clap for you. Okay? So your heart, let your love go with your heart. Don't share your affection. Don't share your obedience with anybody except with God. If God's word says that obey your husband or your wife, that is what you do. Apart from that, you won't get anything that God says that I cannot give, because my heart is for you. I cease to be a virgin if I share my heart, my private part, with another person. I cannot be in bed with anything. My affection must be for God. My love, the cravings of my heart, must be for God as the deer pants after water brooks. Number two, your soul. I believe God is going to sanctify us fully according to his word, so that he will influence our heart. Our heart will not be opened. We will keep it with all diligence in such a way only God can impact our hearts. And all other covenants that seek to influence our hearts, we are going to cut them aside and be for God. Chaste virgin who sleeps only with God. Number two, your soul. Your soul. It's talking about your will, your mind, and your emotion. You must expose it to the word of God. You must expose your will to the word of God. Your desires to the word of God. Your mind to the word of God. Look at the book of 2 Peter 2, 7 to 8. It's telling us about how we should conduct ourselves in this world. This world is as corrupt as Sodom and Gomorrah. And the Bible is giving us an example from Lot. 2 Peter chapter 2 and then verse 7 to 8. And delivered just Lot, vexed. And please underline the word vexed. In the Greek is the word oppressed. Lot was oppressed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man, dwelling among them, dwelling among who? Sodom and Gomorrah. That is the type of this world. Dwelling among them in seeing and hearing. And please underline, in seeing and hearing. Hear no evil, see no evil. In seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul. The word vexed there in the Greek, the second vex, is tormented. Tormented his righteous soul, his righteous will, mind, and emotions. He just put his emotions under torment. In seeing and hearing evil, he put his mind under torment. In seeing and hearing the evil in the world. See no evil, hear no evil. Because you put your will in a fight. You put your mind and your emotions under a struggle. In seeing and hearing, vex his righteous soul. As believers now, we can still have our righteous souls vexed, and always a constant battle between what God wants us to do and what the world wants us to do, because we are too exposed to the world. Overexposure says that Lord dwelling among them, he was right in the center. Where should he have lived? Maybe he should have lived at the border, so that you will see the other righteous side, the other righteous nation, because at least God didn't destroy those places. And there was a nearby place that he escaped to. But the problem of Lot was that he was deep. He knew the depths of Satan. He was deep in among them. And when a righteous person does that, and let me tell you something, it's not a good disposition to have as a believer. Always striving and oppressed and vexed, conflicting always with the world system. There is a place that God gives us rest. Maybe we will get there. And sometimes I think the series will get too long. But there is a place where God will want us to rest. It's no battle all the time. There is a place where you do not struggle with prayer. There is a place where you do not struggle with the will of God. There is a place you do not struggle with coming to church. There is a place you just reach that place where your heart is for God and you long and you say that I may appear. You test for God. You don't come for man. You come because of God. And that is how it must be. That is normal.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah. It's not a normal thing for Lord to have put himself in that condition. Let me tell you something. In the book of Genesis chapter 19 or so, verse 29 or so, the Bible says that God remembered Lot. God remembered Abraham and took Lot out. He remembered Abraham and took Lot out. Because as for Lot, his soul was already in a mess. That righteous man, in seeing and in hearing. Sometimes I just refuse to hear. Do you know some things you can hear but you can refuse to hear? That is what the Bible is talking about. You can hear some people talk in a certain manner. I hear it but I don't hear. You can hear some people say some things that should make you bad, feel so bad. But I see it but I don't see it. Some people can treat you in such a way that you don't even feel like you are even anointed. You see it, but you don't see it. Because in seeing and hearing, you can torment your own self. Unnecessary torment. Move out of the world system. That's what the Bible says. Refuse to hear when you hear. That's why Jesus said, he who has ears, let him hear. Because there is a hearing and there is a hearing. There is a seeing, you see it. Like our adults will say, you see it, but you haven't seen it. You don't take it in. Because your soul is for God. Your mind is for God. It's not for the social commentator who is always criticizing everybody. Even some pastors always criticize everywhere as if God is not at work anywhere. Oh! Well. So your soul must be exposed to the word of God. What you must see and hear is the word of God. Please be full of it and stop tormenting your world, your mind, and your emotions, vexing it with the filthy communication of the world. There is in the book of John something that I believe that God is going to speak to us with in John chapter 8, verse 38. It's a very important thing. You know, there were these two disciples of John who John pointed to Jesus and they followed Jesus. These were not followers of Jesus, but Jesus saw them following him and then he asked them, "What do you seek? What do you seek?" I believe that Jesus Christ, anytime you decide that you are going to follow him, he's going to ask you the same question, "What do you seek? Are you seeking prosperity?" That was the question Jesus was asking them. What are you looking for? Are you looking for prosperity? Are you looking for peace of mind? Are you looking for healing? Are you looking for recognition? Are you looking for eternal life? What are you seeking? In church right now, let's ask ourselves, what am I seeking? Am I seeking anything at all? Or I am just represented? Just so that they know I'm represented. What am I seeking? Jesus is asking you, what are you looking for? And listen to the answer of these will-be disciples. They didn't say, I'm seeking prosperity, I'm seeking healing, I'm seeking recognition, I'm seeking peace of mind. They said that, I am seeking where you live. What do you seek? They tell him, Rabbi, where do you live? Where dwellest thou? And that is the kind of thing that Jesus wants us to seek for. What? Where do you live? In what place do you like to dwell? Do you like your presence to be? Where is the place where the Lord can dwell? Because there are many places that the Lord will bless. And listen, because I'm ending. There are many places that the Lord will bless in this world. There are many churches that the Lord will bless. There are places that the Lord will visit. But the Lord is seeking for a place where he will live. A place where he will dwell. A place where he will sleep. A place where he will rest. A place where he will lay his head. Are you that place where the Lord wants to dwell? That Christ will dwell in your hearts by faith. Because there is a difference between where God blesses and where God lives. There was a place that Jesus Christ will bless. But he will go to the house of Mary and Martha and he will just be himself. Because they are my friends. Sometimes blessings deceives us. Because God can bless you if you put yourself in a certain condition. But he wants to live. He wants to rest. He wants to be in bed with us. He wants to have deep intimacy. He wants us to expose our private parts to him. He wants us to expose the secrets of our minds to his word, where he can lay his head on us. Do you understand that expression? That the Son of Man is looking for a place where he can put his head. A place where he can rest. A place where he can sleep in. A place where he can be deep with us. What are you looking for? The answer of these disciples of John is that we are looking for the place where you live. Because we can build a place in our families, in our churches, in our ministries. We can build a place for people. But we must build a place for God to be his resting place, his dwelling place. We must seek the place where he wants to rest, where he wants to dwell. So your soul is another part of you that he is very jealous of, that he wants to be for him. Your will, your mind, and your emotions should not be in bed with the world. It should be in bed with Jesus. His head must be on you. Finally, the third private area of your life that you must not share with anybody is your body. Your body. And that is where the definition of fornication, as we know, comes in. Having legal, carnal, whatever thing, describe it in a certain manner. But for us, let's look at 1 Corinthians 6:13. Bible says that now the body is not for fornication but for the Lord. Now the body is not for fornication but for the Lord. The body is not for having a deep intimacy with somebody you are not in a covenant of oneness with. The body is not for that. The body is for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. 1 Corinthians 6:13. Now the body is not for fornication but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, my precious sisters and brothers, the body that we have is for God. It's not for fornication. Some of these things should not be once named among us as becoming saints. But it is important for us to understand this, that no matter the kind of pressures that you have, no matter, I don't know the circumstance under which you go under. I mean, in your private, whatever thing, the pressures from your past, your parents not being there, your whatever situation that may tempt you. The Bible says that the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. Keep your body for God, my dear sisters. Keep your body for God, my dear brothers. Keep your body for Him, because it is for Him. Our body must not be in bed, otherwise we get to know the depths of Satan. Fornication, revelations. As many of you as have not fornicating and who do not know the deep things of Satan. That is one very powerful channel through which he introduces his works, his deep things, strongholds and covenants into your life. The Bible says, flee fornication. You must be afraid of fornication. Joseph, you must be afraid of fornication. Run away from it. Hallelujah. I believe that let him who thinketh that he started take heed lest he fall is relevant for all of us. We have looked at the subject of neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed. And I want us to take the word of God and know that the Christian life is serious business. God is serious business. Church is not for worldly applause or the applause of our peers. It is for God's reward and recognition. And let us live our lives not after the world's standards, in bed with the enemy. Let us be in bed with Jesus, where his head is just laid on us. God bless us.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.